Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Built to crush dreams. That's what we do.
And a bell is up the middle. Nobody's going to get him.
Sweet dreams.
He's going to go to the air. Flicks his fingers and lets it go for Thomas in the end zone. He's got it for a touchdown. It's a Miami touchdown. 38-yard heavenly strike from Rozier to a streaking Jeff Thomas. Rozier again, feeds, no, he keeps it himself, running to the right side, breaks a tackle at the 30, he's at the 20, 15, 10, through a thicket of defenders, he goes into the end zone for a touchdown, 37 yards for Malik Rozier, another touchdown for the Hurricanes quarterback, and another headline for the Hurricanes quarterback.
Yeah, he did a nice job. We had a couple plays that were designed to... Well, we got a bunch of plays, actually, that quarterback could hand it or he could pull it. And they gave some looks where he needed to pull it. So he got some positive yards, had a long touchdown run, had two tough touchdown runs in the red zone, too.
We're built to crush dreams. That's what we do.
Ball at the 19-yard line, Rozier. And a bell is up the middle. Nobody's going to get him. It's a touchdown, Miami. DJ Dallas, 19 yards for a touchdown. Hurricanes have come to the Glass Bowl in Toledo, Ohio, and Miami blows out Toledo. Hurricanes 49, Toledo 24. That's your final score.
It was a big victory. You know, we beat a very good team at their home. They were certainly hoping for a special day. I'm sure they probably had some fireworks ready to go just in case. But we did a good job. We held down a prolific offense to three scores and a field goal, and offense really had a good day.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree?
I'll take it, man. And I liked the fact that Malik Rozier, I thought he had a good game. You could do with him what you do with Ryan Tannehill. You can pick apart and say he was behind on this throw, and I like what he did. They went to Toledo. I know it's just Toledo, but we know that they put up a lot of points. There were a couple times really late in the game where Toledo kept keeping it within one touchdown, and it started, I thought, to get a little bit dicey. And then I just kind of feel like Miami pulled away, and I give much credit to Malik Rozier. I will tell you, the Hurricanes, who have FIU on Saturday, Hurricanes are 26.5-point favorites over Butch Davis and the FIU Panthers. That's a 3:30 game on Saturday. But Malik Rozier, he Instagrammed out, you know, the little shh sound was not just for the opposing fans. So he was saying, hey, there's been a lot of detractors in Miami, and I'm shushing them, and I have zero. If you're one of these guys that criticizes Malik Rozier, and then he says shh after a good game, and you say, how dare he say that to the fan base that supports him? Like, I've seen all these people going, well, why doesn't he give that kind of energy when he's out there in the huddle? Hey, you criticize him, he can shush you back. That's the give and take of that relationship.
Yeah, and it kind of messes with me because why? Like, why, Malik? To your point, I understand he's hearing the criticism, and he hears the boo. DJ Dallas spoke on the Canes fans booing him. Well, why give them the credit of speaking to them, going on Twitter, Instagram, and letting them know, hey, you need to be quiet too because I hear you. That's how I took it. I took it as it was a waste of time. It was a waste of effort.
I mean, it was very subtle. It was a comment on his own Instagram, and it didn't say anything about, like, it was very subtle, and there are people that, and I get what you're saying, and I'm sure Mark Richt would say the same thing to him. You know, like, you don't even do that. Like, you really want to shut up critics. Keep playing the way you just played in Toledo, and you won't have to worry about shushing anyone.
But we both can do this. You're better at it than me. Just to get to people. just get into a conversation and say, you know what, I'm going to upset this person. I'm going to take the other side of what they say, and I'm going to just get to them. I'm going to just keep poking at them.
It's fun.
It is fun. And when do you know when you have them, when they respond?
Correct. You've always said throw a rock and a pack of dogs.
The one that barks, the one that got hit.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. So if all these people are throwing rocks at Malik, he should not. That's what he did to me. He howled. They were hitting him, they were hurting him, and he howled. Ignore these people. If I knew Malik Rozier or anybody's family, don't give them a response because it's what they want. It's what people want that mess with you. They want you to respond. They want to get under your skin. And when you shooing them and saying you should them, now they got under your skin. Blow them off. Go play your game. Go play ball. No concern for anybody that's a critic. That's why I think a lot of young athletes, their biggest mistake is if somebody says, hey, great game, Malik, you blow it off. But if somebody criticizes you, you think about it. Why do people blow off positive and always dwell on negative? I talk about the text machine, and you don't do it, but other guys I work with do it. There will be 100 texts on the text machine saying, great show, guys. Oh, y'all are hilarious. Oh, I almost crashed my car. I peed in my pants. This is funny. And one little curmudgeon living in his mother's basement on a damn little, you know, a big box computer watching a tube, a big fat back tube TV. You guys suck. And they'll respond to the guy that says you guys suck. Why? Don't give them the credit that they're important enough to you for you to respond to
Well,
them.
You could understand, though, Malik Rozier kind of feeling like, hey, I led this team, and I know a lot of people take issue when I say I led this team, speaking for Malik Rozier. A lot of people will say they were number two in the nation at one point last year in spite of him. But I look at the FSU victory. I look at the Notre Dame victory. You didn't have a garbage can playing quarterback. Like, someone had to have led that team. Whether you think, again, you know, you could do the thing with Jacksonville and go, hey, Blake Bortles, Schmake Schmortles, this Jacksonville defense is amazing. Like, you can do this with a lot of rosters. To me, Malik Rozier was the first quarterback in a long time to lead the Miami Hurricanes to national prominence. They had national prominence last season. They were on College Game Day for the first time in forever. And, you know, they went to the ACC championship game. And again, I understand that he lost three games in a row. And then if you count the LSU game to start this season, four games in a row. But I can understand where he would say, hey, like, enough of the criticism. Like, I'm pretty good. Like, don't dismiss what you have here because you might not always have it.
But that thought, think about that. And I know it was, you know, it wasn't literal, but to your point, where for a quarterback, a starting quarterback at UM with that legacy at UM, saying, come on now, enough with the criticism. That's not sports. We have a job because of the debate on guys
did,
and their ability.
All he did was shush. All he did was shh. And that wasn't just for the Toledo fans.
And if you have to shoo me, it means that I'm in your ear. You, as a starting quarterback, you should not let a fan base, yours or someone else, get in your head. It's a waste of time. You were the quarterback for the number two Canes. You were the quarterback for the team that lost four in a row, and now you're the quarterback for the team that just won. But you're the quarterback. Other than putting in, who'd they put in? Sheriff? In that
pit you're talking
game?
About last season?
Yeah,
Evan Sheriff's.
Other than that, they've never showed you. I'm talking about the people that matter.
Correct. They are with Malik.
They've never showed you anything about coming off of you being a starter quarterback. So they're with you. Your team's with you. DJ Dallas is obviously with Malik. DJ, I like him. He's becoming a talker. I like old DJ. So why are you concerned with the haters and the critics out there? Play your game, young man. I wish I knew him. We light-skinned, too. I can help him out.
I stand with Malik Rozier. So they've got FIU on Saturday. That's a 3:30 game. Then the following week, they've got North Carolina on Thursday night. That's a Thursday night game. That'll be an 8 p.m. kickoff. And then it's the FSU game, which has lost some of its luster.
Damn, Willie.
they are garbage.
They're bad.
And I know this because we bet them in our epic spree of terrible gambling. We had FSU. I figured they can't be as bad as what I saw the first 2 weeks.
No.
That Samford game, like they got the kinks worked out by the end. They are bad. It's embarrassing. But I don't know if you saw the end of the first half of the FSU game, but I mean, Willie Taggart, it was like he didn't know what was going on.
If I didn't know better, I would think Willie had money on the game. Or the first half over, or the first half spread, because he seemed like he wanted to let them score.
I mean, it was crazy.
It was the clock. There's a lack of clock awareness, and then they're just not knowing what's going on. I don't think Willie was looking up at the board. I don't think he knew how much time was left.
So FIU, then North Carolina, then Florida State, then at Virginia, then at Boston College, which is going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
Like, you've got some meat of the schedule coming up here. So, obviously, FIU is not going to be a problem on Saturday.
We got three. It's funny. Florida State might be a cupcake.
Florida State's a cupcake? I think they are. That's actually what they have in the backpack, cupcakes. They have cupcakes in the backpack.
Probably nut-free, in case somebody's allergic.
Did you see someone unveiled a turnover chainsaw?
Oh, that's
pretty cool.
That's
funny. A wordplay? Turnover chain is a big deal. Turnover chainsaw must be a bigger deal. Who was it that unveiled the Solana, do you know who was it that unveiled the turnover chainsaw?
No idea, but I'm checking right now.
Take a look, because it was funny. Listen, if you're creative, because there's too many props. I'm sorry, there's too many props. College football has become Carrot Top. There's too many props, but a turnover chainsaw is funny.
Oregon State.
Oregon State?
Yeah, Oregon State.
We have the same internet.
I was waiting for him to finish. You didn't, though. You just went right in.
Solana filling in for the sick Eric Folero. Never use a sick day on the Monday after football. Like, you can come in. You could literally bring a cot in here, lay down.
Push the button behind your
push
head.
Push the button. No look button pushing behind your head. What a terrible use of a sick day.
Big O called for Falero's firing today as well.
Yeah, I mean, you can't miss today. You can't do that. Hey, I stand with Big O now.
Everybody utilizes a sick day every now and again.
But the Monday after two football games and D. Wade coming back to the Miami Heat, like, honestly, you could be a 101 fever sitting in that chair.
Shivering.
You could be shivering. And surrounded, you have the blankets all over you, a cup of tea. Man, guarantee you, you get home from today's day at work, and you go, yeah, that was a breeze.
You feel better, actually.
Oh, we got the funky Buddha in here. Yeah, I mean, just drink it right out.
I'll tell you, that hop gun will knock some sickness out of you now. I think the chain oversaw, they need to crank it up.
Chain oversaw?
Dang, chain oversaw.
Please, please cut that up.
Chain oversaw.
Oh, I got it.
Chain oversaw.
Turnover chainsaw.
Yeah.
They should take the blade off, because you can take the little part out and
right,
crank
so
it
I
up.
Don't know. I don't know if they were able to, you know, pull
the
wire.
Like,
and
you get it, grab it, and get to crank it up, and the smoke comes. That would be cool.
But it would still be moving, though, right?
No.
It just wouldn't have the chain on it.
No, you could take the chain off. The chain's the only thing that moves.
But it's still got the blade?
No, you could it's a chainsaw, because there's like a bike chain with blades on it that's connected around
this big
metal piece.
Right, but that blade is still there, even if you take the chain off.
No, the blades are in the chain. You don't even use a chainsaw. I have three chainsaws. I know exactly how they work.
I mean, you're not exactly breaking news by saying I don't use a chainsaw.
Have you ever touched one?
No. You know, I've never held a chainsaw. Because what would I do with it? Do you cut the challah with that?
Cut who?
The challah.
What the hell is that?
Well, I will say, when you're carving the brisket, you use an electric knife sometimes. Is that similar?
Less powerful. Holla.
Plug it in. You know what I'm saying?
You use an electric knife? That's
for
so
the brisket.
Lame.
For
That's
the brisket.
That's so lame, man.
I don't even cut the brisket, because I don't know how, so my wife has to. I've never carved a turkey. You know how I say know your wheelhouse?
Yeah.
That's not my wheelhouse.
That's why your hands feel like bags of mayonnaise.
Even when my wife will buy like a one of those rotisserie chickens at Publix.
Yeah.
I go, hey, cut me off some white meat there, if you would. And I like the wings, too, if you could figure out a way to cut the wings off.
Like a little wing eater.
Yeah, like
give
a wing.
Give me the end right there.
Yeah.
You just, you carved the Publix chickens?
Solana, have you ever, you got to get the meat off the bone.
You just hand it.
What am I, in prison?
Chainsaw?
Yeah.
No.
No need.
I probably wouldn't even be able to tell you which one is the chainsaw.
What about like an edger?
An edger?
Or a weed eater?
A what?
Y'all have any power tool? Y'all have never touched a power tool?
Screwdriver.
We have
had no power.
We have a drill at home, but my wife has to put on the right bit because I don't know which bit. Like, honestly, she has to put on the right bit. And then she tells me, like, just push, go.
Just push, go?
Go. I don't know what to do.
You don't know flathead Phillips head? You don't know?
I do know flathead Phillips head.
Oh, okay.
But that one I got.
You can't figure it out how to put the bit in.
Well, sometimes you need, like, a concrete bit. Sometimes you need, like, you know, so she's got all the different bits.
I know a hammer.
You were close to being a woman.
Close.
The last trimester, you switched into a boy.
Chainsaw, huh? You operated a chainsaw?
Oh, man, I love it. I cut all kind of crap down in my house.
Man, never known anyone that used a chainsaw.
I'll use it on weeds.
Let me talk about Tucker Duke's lunchbox here. You know what? What did I say earlier? Tomorrow's National Cheeseburger Day?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Can't beat it.
Tucker Duke's, that's the place to be. Oh, Tucker Duke's, goodness. That's one of the most unique and delicious restaurants in our area. Their website says it all. If you go to tuckerdukes.com, you'll see Come Hungry, a Southern-style burger joint serving the best craft burgers, craft beers, and snacks in town. They are famous for their burgers. Tomorrow's National Cheeseburger Day. You go there, you will see more cheese and burgers than you know what to do with. The Tucker Duke Burger, that's a half-pound burger with American cheese, piled high with onion rings, covered in their signature Tucker sauce. It's amazing. By the way, I've been reminding you, their September Burger of the Month, it's made especially for UM fans. It's a burger with swagger. That's what you need, 2-in-1. That's where Malik needs to go. Go get himself a burger with swagger. It's called the Sebastian, a half-pound burger topped with brie cheese, orange marmalade, bacon, and arugula. Got to get to Tucker Duke's in September to get one. Now, you could try one of their other burgers. I said tomorrow's National Cheeseburger Day. The Mondragon, 6 slices of bacon, a fried egg, 2 slices each of American and cheddar cheeses, Tucker sauce, spring mix, and tomato. Their burgers are out of this world. Anyone who goes to Tucker Duke's loves it. Visit their website. You will see the amazing menu for yourself, tuckerdukes.com. They've got 2 locations in our area, Deerfield Beach, 1101 South Powerline Road. That's a block south of Southwest 10th Street, right where the Sawgrass ends. And they're in Boca Raton as well, 1658 North Federal Highway, just north of Glades on Federal. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, one of the best, most unique meals you will ever have. Check out their website right now, tuckerdukes.com.
Radio.com.
All of Miami jumping last night when Dwayne Wade made his announcement. Today's a Dolphins Monday, by the way. Dolphins Monday on 560 WQAM is defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS. Lots of people. First of all, a lot of people texting in that we're off the air, Solana, so you may want to check into that. Check your readings.
Wiggity, 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 what?
Just retired, Hawk. So,
you retired in the middle of the show? All right, well, it's no longer unprecedented. So I understand. The transmitter retired. Transmitter retired. Just halfway during the show, just transmitter retired.
It's called just broke if it's a machine, right? Yeah,
well, maybe. I don't know. A lot of people loving your use of the term hands like bags of mayonnaise.
Your hands are real weird, man.
I have very smooth hands. I don't use chainsaws.
There's no calluses, but they're so supple and soft. Like it feels like the meat should just fall off the bones and your hands should be just skeleton hands.
I feel like you're complimenting me, are you?
No.
See, I feel like this is a compliment.
Like little gummies.
A lot of people shocked that I don't carve the turkey or use power tools.
You don't cut the meat?
No.
Yeah, but that's like it's like the man of the house thing.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, like, you know, but when it's time to cut the turkey, like you cut the turkey, you say the prayer, like the leader of the house. It's your house. You bring people over. You cut the meat. That's the main dish.
In my house, I delegate. That's the leader of the house delegates.
I don't know if that's the way it goes.
What do you know about the transmitter, Solana? Have you found out anything?
Nope. I'm working on it, though.
All right.
Yeah, moved.
That's why I asked him. I kind of wanted to jostle him a little bit because generally the one time you're generally the one time that you really want to jump into action is if the transmitter's down, and based on the number of texts, the transmitter seems to be down. So, you know, I know you want to cut up a funny bit or something, but later, because I'd prefer to be on the air right now. A lot of people saying you're only on in the app right now. Well, hello, app listeners.
At least they're listening, baby.
That's where we need you. Radio.com.
We keep going or do we wait for the transmitter?
Nah, we'll keep going.
Oh, okay.
We'll do it live.
Well, we're not live. I don't think.
All right. Well, we'll do it staticky. We'll do it staticky. Steph has come in. He sees the intensity on Solana's face. And when I say intensity, nothing. There's nothing there. On the air, off the air, it doesn't matter to me. I've been here since 10 a.m., so.
He's dead inside.
What'd you find out, Solana?
We're off the air.
Right, yeah, that part I told you.
Callers, yeah. These texters told us that, Solana.
Yeah, we're working on it.
All right.
Yeah.
You realize, had I not jostled you.
Oh, no. I had already made the proper, I'd reached out to the proper person. Now I'm just reaching out to somebody else to help us out as well.
Uh-huh.
So they say we're back.
How'd you, really? We're back. Well, we're coming through loud and clear, someone says, online. It's weird. I feel like I should be able to know from Solana if we're back on the air. He's our executive producer. But I feel like we're going to get the information from texters via.
He hasn't moved from a bathtub. If there's a bathtub in there, he's sitting in the middle and hasn't left that bathtub yet.
Like, you realize when the transmitter goes out, that's equivalent to, you know, what? Pretend you're at a job that you liked. And like, so what did you really want to do with your life? So let's say you're at a job that you liked and the cash registers go down. It's the only way to make money. And people are in line. They want to pay you their money. And you just kind of, you stand there and you go, yeah, I heard the cash registers are down.
It's like Hassan. People tend to look at his body language and they claim he's not really trying. He's not into it. I was into it back here. Trust me.
I don't think you were. I actually think, I think Hassan actually shows better body language than you did during this time of need.
Oh, what do you want me to do?
You
jump
know who
onto
you reminded
satellite?
Me of? You know who you reminded me of? Did you see Titanic?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything was caving in, and the captain, he just kind of was out of it. I don't know if you noticed, but the captain, he didn't respond in a fashion that I would have deemed appropriate in that situation. So just for future reference, Solana, next time the transmitter goes down, you're the captain of the Titanic. And really, any time that you're producing for us, or certainly Big O, you're always the captain of the Titanic. So you have to know if something goes wrong. Iceberg, dead ahead, right? You don't just stand there. You see?
Right. Next time I'll go fix it myself.
Well, you don't. You can't do that. He didn't understand
he didn't
what
get
I
it.
Said.
Yeah, there's a little shaved
yeah.
bird.
Yeah. Got the hands like mayonnaise.
They said they're called city hands.
Is that what I have?
That's what somebody said. It makes sense. Like, people in the city won't have rough hands because they...
No outdoors.
Yeah. They just walk around on their cement all the time.
Pet the cat.
You touch that cat, too.
Love that cat. Mm-hmm. Great cat.
How long do they live?
Cats? I'm going to go 10 years.
Oh, is he coming up on it?
No.
Oh, damn.
That's just terrible.
Get you a dog, man.
All right, I think we're back on the air.
Yeah, we're back.
Dwayne Wade. Uh-oh. Big O is texting me. I don't know if he wants to be known as the Titanic. I think I may have crossed the line there.
I don't got you. Big O's too tough.
Big O says that we're on the air. There you go. That's who I needed. That's who I needed. Solana had no info, no body language. He's just on Whiteside. It was an excellent analogy by you. You were trying to turn it around as a positive, like, hey, Hassan actually tries hard even when he looks like he doesn't. But he really doesn't all the time. He looked good on the beach, though, with D-Wade. Did you see that picture of Hassan and D-Wade? And who else was on the beach with them? I can't recall, but
Lana, if you're setting your work ethic off Hassan Whiteside standards, change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a double-double.
Because you're not doing it with blocks. You're not doing it. You're really just not doing it. You're like Hassan if he would just end his phrase with, I'm not doing it.
Yes. This guy.
Dwayne Wade, I will say this. Dwayne Wade coming back to the Miami Heat is the greatest news that Pat Riley and Mickey Arison ever could have had. Because from what I've read, sales of tickets are at the lowest levels that they've been. But more importantly, there just wasn't a lot of
excitement
for the season. Now you've got a farewell tour. Now you've actually got, you know, this is their only visit to Cleveland. This is their last visit to Detroit. Like, you've got different storylines for the remainder of the season. I say it's great news for Pat Riley and Mickey Arison. I don't think it's great news for Eric Spoelstra.
No.
Eric Spoelstra, and we've talked with Ira about it, you know, he's got to figure out a way to make Dwayne Wade relevant in the lineup. And by the way, you know where I stand on this. I believe Dwayne Wade right now, today, is the best offensive threat that that team has. Until Dion Waiters proves me wrong, I guess you could say Wayne Ellington a little bit on threes.
But Wade can't. He's your best threat in a single possession. But he's not your best threat for an entire game because he can't play a whole game.
Right. But I think, like, if I said to you, who's the most talented player on the Heat right now? I'm not talking about, you know.
You need one bucket. Who got the ball?
Oh.
D-Wade.
D-Wade. Until Dion Waiters shows me otherwise.
But you can't do that for four quarters. So you're talking about, I'm with you with the Eric Spoelstra thing. Like, this put Coach Spoelstra in a funny situation because I heard Ira talking about it with O earlier, and he was like, when does Wade play? He starts and then sits. Does he just come in the last 5 minutes, like into the half? Because this is his farewell tour. But on this tour, what if he's playing 10 minutes a game? Is that the tour you want?
There's no chance that he's only playing 10 minutes a game. First of all, you see how he's working out like a fiend.
Hawk, it's different. Trust me. That's no, when guys retire, like Vontae Davis. I bet he's in great shape.
No, you're right. No, you're 100% right. But I would say Dwayne Wade is still, I mean, you saw it. He single-handedly won their only playoff victory last season. That was Dwayne Wade. That was all Dwayne Wade's doing. So I think he's still a great basketball player. He's not D-Wade from 06, but I think he's still a great basketball player. And I am telling you, thank God that he is coming back for one season, because this would have been tumbleweeds. You have season tickets to the Heat, don't you, Solana?
Yes, I do.
That's huge news, right? I mean, the going to root for that team without D-Wade this season would have been lackluster.
It would have, but more importantly, I'm glad I'm going to get to see Dwayne Wade one more year.
Like, yeah, beyond, that's what I like too.
Right, like just beyond the fact that there isn't really anybody that exciting on the team.
You get an entire season.
Right, we get one full season, one last season with the best player in franchise history.
Without question, yeah.
You remember old Marino?
Yes.
It wasn't young Marino.
You're right.
What if Wade gets there at any moment this season?
Well, I think what you saw last season is pretty much what you're going to see out of Dwayne Wade, which is a guy that can't elevate.
Yeah.
Just, he can't. A guy that can't give you more than 20, 25 minutes a game.
And do 175 pump fakes.
A guy that'll take over a few games, though, that'll make you feel great for those few games. But, yeah, I don't think you're going to see, you know, Dwayne Wade hit the Fountain of Youth before the season starts.
I see. That's what I'm kind of getting at. I didn't know what I was asking. Does Wade move the needle still? And do you expect him to? Or do you just want to watch Wade shoot the ball? Or do you think the team, the needle, the on-court play is going to be better? Or
I don't think I don't think there's much of a difference. If you said to me, what do I think their record's going to be at the end of the season? Dwayne Wade's on the team. What do I think their record's going to be at the end of the season? Dwayne Wade's not on the team. I don't think I'm off by one or two games at most. So I don't think he moves the needle season-wise. But he certainly moves the needle interest-wise.
Yeah, because that's the thing, is it's an emotional attachment to Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
It's where we just want to see him play.
And we want to kind of get come to grips with this is the goodbye. Like, okay, this is the final season. He deserves this. We deserve this. Like, this is the way that it should be. Not that half-assed season last season.
We have to get tickets to the last home game. Is Wade going to do that? Are the Heat going to do to Wade what the Lakers did to Kobe?
Oh, do I hope so. What'd he put up? 60?
Yeah, it was like 64.
Yeah.
They have to do that.
Got to one-up Kobe. Got to one-up him.
Can he do it? Can Wade go out there and drop 60?
I think any player in the NBA, if they feed you the ball on every possession, can put up 60.
It was 60.
60?
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
We got to buy them tickets now because they're going to be high when it comes around to it.
All right, we got to take a quick break. There's a whole bunch of people on hold. We're going to get to your phone calls here in a moment.
Radio.com.
When rap was rap. Just lost my headphones. I don't want to lose my headphones during a Kid and Play song.
A Kid and Play and Crisscross.
My kind of rap.
Good day.
Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. He is reporting that the Patriots are close on a deal with the Browns for Josh Gordon. I saw somebody tweet out, like, Josh Gordon smoked pot every day of his life before every game. One day with the Patriots, he will give up pot forever. That's the Bill Belichick way.
They've set a precedent.
They'll take your damaged goods.
They will.
They will take your damaged goods.
And they're going to give him a no-nothing deal, league minimum deal, 1 year. Week to week, because now it's after the start of the season, so there's nothing guaranteed. And if he messes up, they'll cut him the morning of a game. It's like last chance you.
It's, you know what? But people, like, I see what the sales pitch is. Bill Belichick goes in there and goes, listen, we're going to give you a bare bones deal, but if you can prove that you can play for me, we'll pay you or someone else will.
Yep.
But if you can prove that you can play in our system, you're golden.
And you're going to have success.
And by the way, I think if you see a guy like Josh Gordon, if he came to New England and he was able to play and live in a fashion that was suitable for Bill Belichick, I think it's a knock on the Browns and the lack of discipline within that organization, which I think you see anyway. That organization is a dumpster fire.
And to your point about the new or the reinvented career, where other teams look at it as if you can survive in New England with their way of doing things.
We know you'll make it here.
You can make it here. So as an agent, if the Seahawks or the Patriots want to take you, I would advise my client, yep, go to the Patriots.
Absolutely.
You're showing the rest of the league something.
Right, because we know how tough it is to play for Bill Belichick. It's why I have a brand new T-shirt available at honkedofflikeagoose.com. Bill Belichick is a jerk. That's the entire T-shirt. You definitely want to be wearing it. But the Patriots, according to Ian Rappaport, Patriots are getting close on a deal for Josh Gordon.
But Josh Gordon on your team, because it's literally day to day, minute to minute that you have to be concerned with this kid.
You know me. I am all about second chances. I'm liberal guy or whatever. This dude has had more than enough chances. Like, I think that they were more than generous, honestly, with Josh Gordon, with that organization. And I can understand. If they said to him, after him missing camp and preseason, if they said to him, one transgression, you are gone. And he pulls a hamstring, questionably during a promo shoot or whatever. I totally understand them getting rid of him.
So you have to worry about him relapsing.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
So worry about him going out, hanging out, wrong people, and relapsing. Then you also have to worry about his mental health because the anxiety got to him during camp and just the mental overwhelmed him. He was mentally overwhelmed and he left camp. And now you have to worry about him getting injured on Friday night before a game. Like, it's just too many chances to put. He's a bonus player. That's why the Patriots are taking him.
Correct. He's take him bargain basement, and if he turns out to be a great receiver,
run 10 plays. If he catches a couple balls, put him in a couple more plays. If he goes crazy on a Friday night, get rid of him and run your offense. They're not changing anything for Josh. They're going to bring him in and use him as a bonus receiver, which he's the best bonus receiver I've ever seen in my life.
Jim in Fort Lauderdale. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First off, I'll take one of those T-shirts. Secondly, I think Falero's the one who took down your
possible
transformer.
Possible. Wants to make Solana look bad. I'm not even kidding you, Jim. There's been several times where Solana has done great stuff at the radio station, and Falero has gone out of his way to sabotage him.
A couple of quick things. First off, this is one of the few times in the past 10-plus years that I've actually have hope for the Dolphins. Not that they're going to the Super Bowl or anything, but I see the progression moving forward. Love the speed. Obviously, I'd like to see more offense, but I actually feel positive about the Dolphins. Now, that might change in another couple of weeks, but I still feel very positive about it.
I'm with you on that one. Like, I'm got your phone line's bad, so I'm gonna put you on hold, see if we can get it situated.
But to that concept, I'm with him. Rather than injuries, like, you're always gonna continue to get better. Like, they're decent now, and you continue to get better, growing your offense. You know, the relationship between Tannehill and receivers will guaranteed to get better through practice and through the game. So without a major injury, this team should continue to get better, continue to grow on a strong start where we don't have that letdown that still everybody's waiting for. 2-0 now, we're going to be 2-2. 3-0 now, we're going to be 3-3. Don't just wait for the letdown. That's a terrible way to approach sports.
One of the reasons, though, that I'm with Jim there, I have some hope in the Dolphins because I think the AFC East is so bad. Okay. Like you, what you've seen from the Jets and the Bills 2 weeks now, Jets look good 1 week, and I think they got exposed a little bit yesterday by the Miami Dolphins. The Bills are garbage. They are hot garbage. And the Jets, I don't think they're a playoff team. I'm not ready to pull the plug on Sam Darnold either. I think the overreaction after week one is now coupled with an overreaction after week two. That guy, he seems like he looks like a quarterback. So I don't think he's going to be a bad quarterback. But I think the AFC East, it comes down now to a battle between the Dolphins and the Patriots. And if the Patriots, I don't know what their schedule looks like. I'll take a look at it. But I'll tell you what, if they can get their ass handed to them the way that it was yesterday a couple of times, maybe they'll start getting a little antsy.
Sam Darnold is really, really good. Physically. His throws, his arm, the way he can throw, the way he doesn't need like his legs to throw. Like, he impressed me more yesterday than he did in the Detroit game. Yeah. Just watching him play. He got manipulated with his eyes, just like we talked about last week. T.J. McDonald tricked him. T.J. McDonald's interception, do you think he meant to throw it straight to T.J. McDonald's chest?
No, he thought T.J. McDonald was headed elsewhere.
And T.J. jumped inside in the slot, and that's what happens with the – that's a perfect example of what we talk about with young quarterbacks. The man threw for 300 yards 2 weeks in a row. You can't question that. Was that Jet game? Because Ryan Tannehill only threw for 168, and he won. So you want a guy that throws for 343 and loses? Is that what we're doing now? The numbers mean more than a win and a loss. Sam Darnold is going to be the Jets. And I'll tell you this too, Hawk. I'll go further. Sam Darnold is going to give hell to the Dolphins for the next 10 years in New York.
Yes, I would agree with that.
He's a good quarterback, but he's young, and we took advantage of him with our veteran defensive backs. And then the second interception was – what the second one?
The second interception for the Dolphins yesterday was –
oh, Xavier Howard.
Yeah, Xavier Howard.
In the back end. He threw a ball. The receiver just stopped running. Yep. The receiver keeps running. That might have been a touchdown. He threw in front of him a little bit. Xavier got, but you don't see many interceptions like that where a DB is behind the receiver and picks it off. But he just small little window. So that's what happens. Does he throw that ball a little higher, more towards the goalpost, and the guy jumps and gets it for a touchdown? If he's third or fourth year, he's learning on the run. He's going to be very good. But a veteran defensive backfield took advantage of that young guy. It wasn't just a beatdown. It wasn't just an inferior team. It was the Dolphins making plays. It was defensive scheme, defensive calls. The Ryan Tannehill bootleg, the Ryan Tannehill run, the Jets were not ready for Ryan Tannehill to be a part of the run game. The calls won that game. The athleticism of Ryan Tannehill won that game, and the manipulation of the defensive backs. Look at the game in its totality. Don't just say 168, 343. Oh, wow, Sam Darnold's better than Tannehill. No, he's not. He's not.
It's why I do have hope for the Dolphins this season. I have changed my mind. Like, I feel like the AFC East right now, Dolphins could do a little something. I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but Oakland is next week. That feels like a winnable game. Dolphins are favored by 3 points at home, which they should be. Hopefully that defense can trick Derek Carr into... into some mistakes as well.
Thank John Gruden's tricking Derek Carr. Derek looks terrible.
Man, I'll tell you, they do not look like – well, they look like a team that lost Khalil Mack on defense and seems a little sputtering on offense. We're going to talk more Dolphins. We'll get Crowder's opinion on everything that transpired yesterday for the Miami Dolphins. And if you're on hold, stay on hold because we will continue taking your phone calls all the way up until 6 o'clock. And then is Dono on at 6?
Yes.
Dono's on at 6 for 1 hour?
1 hour, and then the second part of the doubleheader.
Panthers preseason hockey is happening at the BB&T Center, and we will air the second game of that tonight at 7 p.m. So if you have a hockey need, it'll be satiated this evening. But we're going to take your phone calls, talk Dolphins and Hurricanes all the way up until 6.
If you have a Buick need, you got to get out to your South Florida Buick GMC dealers right now. Check out these Buicks. The 2018 lineup is amazing. Beauty, performance, comfort, safety. If that's what you want in your car, then you want a Buick riding smooth and comfortably. A great ride. Go check out the Buicks. Test drive it. You'll fall in love with it. But the technology for you and your passengers' comfort, the 4G Wi-Fi, the Buicks are their own hotspot. Apple CarPlay, Sirius XM radio. Everybody in the car is happy. My kids with the Wi-Fi with their games. My wife, her computer. Apple CarPlay, me as the driver. I have my contact list, my playlist. You have to go check out these Buicks, and all of them have a 5-star safety rating. I have kids. I got a wife. I got to know they're safe. I want to be safe. I want everybody to know that I'm safe. And with a Buick, the 5-star safety rating will let you know and guarantee you that your family's safe out there on the road. But I want to introduce you to the Buick Enclave Avenir. When you see that Avenir signature inscribed on the door of the Enclave Avenir, you know there's a first-class experience waiting on the inside. Inside the Avenir, 3 rows of first-class seating. Up to 7 people can get in the Avenir. And the crafted leather-appointed first and second-row seats are beautiful. Spacious interior, wood-tone accents. It is beautiful. You are showing out in your Enclave Avenir. 20-inch alloy wheels. And when you see that Avenir grill, it grabs the attention of everybody on the road, at the gas station, in the drive-thru. You are going to get attention. It's time to discover the new standard in Buick luxury. It's time to discover the Enclave Avenir at your South Florida Buick dealer today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.